Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery, week 4. Praying persistently with God as our faith. Wednesday related verses. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 3 and verse 7. And he told them a parable to the end, that they ought always to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was a certain judge in a certain city who did not fear God and did not regard man. And there was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, avenge me of my opponent. Verse 7. And will not God by all means carry out the avenging of his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night, though he is long-suffering and over them? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, for I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20, 21, 24, and 25. For what glory is it if while sinning and being buffeted, you endure? But if, while doing good and suffering, you endure, this is grace with God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model, so that you may follow in his steps. Verses 24 and 25. Who bore himself up for our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 and 17. But even if you suffer because of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not be afraid with fear from them, nor be troubled. Verse 17. For it is better, if the will of God should will it, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Suggested reading. The widow in verse 3 signifies the believers. In a sense, the believers in Christ are a widow in the present age, because their husband Christ is absent from them. In verse 3, the widow asked the judge to avenge her of her opponent. The Greek word rendered avenge may also be translated procure justice for. In this parable, the Lord indicates that the believers in Christ have an opponent. This opponent is Satan, the devil, concerning whom we need God's avenging. We ought to pray persistently for this avenging and not lose heart. According to Luke chapter 18, verse 4, the judge for a time would not avenge the widow of her opponent. Then he said within himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow causes me trouble, I will avenge her, lest by continually coming she wears me out. Following this, the Lord went on to say, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and God, shall he not by all means carry out the avenging of his chosen ones who cry to him day and night, and yet he is long-suffering over them? I tell you that he will carry out their avenging quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The Lord's word in verse 8 indicates that God's avenging of our enemy will be at the Savior's coming back. Literally, the Greek words rendered faith mean the faith. This denotes the persistent faith for a persistent prayer, like that of the widow. Hence, the faith here is the subjective faith, not the objective faith. We need to realize that as God's people in this stupefied and stupefying generation, we are like a widow. In a sense, our husband, the Lord, is absent. Furthermore, we have an opponent who is constantly persecuting us. The parable in chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, indicates the suffering we have from our opponent during the Lord's apparent absence. Actually, the Lord is not absent. He is present. While our opposer is persecuting us, it seems that our God is not righteous, for he allows his children to be unrighteously persecuted. For example, John the Baptist was beheaded, Peter was martyred, Paul was imprisoned, and John was exiled. Throughout the centuries, thousands upon thousands of honest and faithful followers of the man Savior have suffered unrighteous persecution. Even today, we are still undergoing unrighteous mistreatment. Our God seems to be unjust, since he does not come in to judge and vindicate. Often, we have prayed for God to vindicate us, yet many of our co-workers, faithful ones, have been imprisoned and even put to death. Where is the living, righteous God? Why does he tolerate this situation? Why would he not judge those who persecute us? Because of this situation, the man Savior in chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, uses an unjust judge to signify God, who does not seem to do anything on behalf of his persecuted people. What shall we do in a situation when we are persecuted, and it seems that our God is not living, present, or just? From this parable, we learn to be a bothering widow, one who prays to God persistently. Many times I have become tired of praying for the Lord to vindicate his recovery. It seems that the more I pray for the Lord to vindicate, the less vindication there is. Nevertheless, I have learned that we need to bother God in prayer, that we should pray to him persistently without losing heart.